for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
When will we ever be satisfied that things are easy enough? When will I ever be satisfied with life as it is? And when will they? As a society, we are never done. We aren't. The pace of our world doesn't stop. Instant access to everything seems to be our goal 24/7, or even more than that. Let's think about this. In 1827, people had to be constantly improving on their lives to make their lives easier, and to make it easier for them. Running hot and cold water coming from faucets in small private bathrooms wasn't the type of thing available to most folk. Now we take it for granted. I'd imagine that when 50 gallons of water became available, people thought, now this is a way to make life more enjoyable. And same for radiators, elevators, air conditioners, telephones, electricity, and the discovery of germs. But we didn't stop improving at any of those. We in our society kept on thinking that things needed to be improved. We've gone from societies with no plumbing, people defecating on the streets, to Purell. But is our life any easier? It doesn't matter what our problems or problems we have. There will always be things you wish were easier. A more comfortable posture, hands that weren't cold or achy skin or fat, more money in the bank, that more people could see and do things the way you want. Lev Vygotsky put out a theory. He said, our society shapes us. The language we learn as children has an effect on making us who we are today. If you grew up in a place where your elders abused you, you'd have a very different outlook than you would if you were nurtured, encouraged, loved. If you grew up in a society where there was war, you'd have a different outlook than if you grew up in a small, peaceful village on an island somewhere. Our society shapes us. If you grew up in a place where everyone around you didn't ever seem content, you'd probably act as if you weren't content either. I grew up on the small island of Manhattan, a city that doesn't sleep. I'm still working on sleeping as well as night. I have a default setting that things, I need to figure out ways to improve everything around me. That woman would be better off if she only blah, 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 blah. The airport shuttle van ought to blah, 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 blah. But what I found is that not immediately following up on noticing these thoughts with a, you shouldn't do that, but simply saying to myself, well, there you go again. I know that I'll always find things that could be improved. I know that even if I fixed every one of my immediate discomforts, then more would take their place. I know that. What I need is to believe that. And therein lays a paradox. Is there something I need to improve? Yes. But I need to put that against the notion that things are perfect exactly as they are. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.